Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
It is Veterans Day, what's open and what's closed. Pediatric ICUs in Massachusetts experiencing a capacity disaster. And it's finally here. Happy Black Panther Day, everybody. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Jerry Springer says he knows he's going to hell. And Drake shows some strippers his appreciation with Chanel.
Leroy has your sports.
Hey, the Brady family needs to keep it 1,000. Plus, a star makes his return to the Bruins, and he delivers.
But first, it is Veterans Day, a time to pay tribute to those who have served and continue to serve in our military. It is a federal holiday, which means federal, state, and municipal offices, banks, and schools closed today. Most other businesses, including stores, malls, and restaurants, will be open. And many of those restaurants are offering deals and free meals for veterans. So we've put together a list of free meals and deals for veterans, and you can check that out. A couple different places, our newly designed Hot 96.9 Boston app, or you can go to the Get Up Crew Facebook page. It is being called a capacity disaster at pediatric ICUs in Massachusetts. They're facing an unusually early and severe season of RSV, a common contagious virus that causes infections of the respiratory tract. The Mass General Brigham Hospital System reported 2,000 RSV cases in October alone, and now more than 1,000 so far in November. And it is Black Panther Day, as Wakanda Forever is now officially in the world. As far as box office predictions, it's expected to make between $175 and $185 million domestically and another $180 million abroad. The original Black Panther opened to over $202 million in 2018.
Here's an assignment for all hackers and stuff like that. If there was a way for somebody to jailbreak the Disney Plus app, so that when big movies hit theaters, you can just watch it on the app. Do that. And then hook me up.
Too encouraging bad behavior.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, no, Pebbles, you know. It's, you know, a recession. People are broke. Things of that nature.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Jerry Springer, you remember him. He was a talk show staple back in the 90s where we saw the sketchiest of couples' relationships being tested over infidelity, among other things. Well, the show actually aired for 28 seasons, believe it or not. I know. On a recent podcast, Jerry Springer was asked if he considered himself the granddad of reality TV. His response, no. I apologize. I am so sorry. What have I done?
No.
I have ruined the culture.
Jerry, stop with
this. I'm sorry to the people who I heard.
You heard of nobody, Jerry.
No. I'm sorry.
You heard
of nobody. Yeah, I'm wrong.
You didn't wrong.
I'm so sorry to all the times I made my mom cry.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry to all the girls who heard I broke.
Oh, stop, Jerry, please. You brought so many smiles to people's faces. People who were like, my life sucks, but I know at 11 o'clock when I put on the CW, I'm going to see somebody who has a worse life than me.
So much better about yourself.
Yep. It's not going to be me.
Right. Jerry admitted that his talk show alone has reserved him a spot in the fiery pit of hell. Adding, quote, I just hope hell isn't that hot because I burn real easy. I am very light complected and that kind of worries me.
Jerry, like where else would I see a show called Stop Pimping My Twin Sister? Hooking up with my therapist.
Whoa.
Gays Gone Wild.
Okay.
You know what?
Threesome with my mom. I mean, come on, Jerry.
What a time to be alive.
Right? Oh, Jerry, we miss you. Future's infatuation with money has gone to a whole new level. He has formally changed his name, or his last name, to Cash. Future was born Nevadius Wilburn and confirmed the news on Instagram with a comment. Future responded to a story about the name change with the comment, bag secured, so call him Nevadius Cash from now on. Yes, Romero.
What? Oh, I was just like laughing.
I can hear you laughing still over the stupid
Jerry Springer
shows.
There's one that says, out of jail, .. Still locked up.
Well, I mean,
See, like, doesn't that make you want to watch it?
I know. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
And Drake has always been known as a man of his generosity. His latest splurge, he bought Chanel bags for all the strippers at a Miami strip club. He was celebrating the release of his album at the Booby Trap strip club in Miami. Instead of handing out money, he got each dancer her very own Chanel. Social media reacted by reminding all of us about Drake's lyrics from his song from 2018 called Child's Play, where he rapped, "I give Chanel out like a hug." And by the way, if you want to reminisce over how Drake spoils the women in his life, like giving J-Lo a $100,000 necklace or renting out Dodger Stadium to take a woman on a date, you can go to the Get Up Crew Facebook page. I put together a little list of all of Drake's romantic gestures over the years.
I know you know that you want.
He serenades his ladies.
She thinks you know that you're still on a piece the phone. Of that she thinks you know that she wants you to know that I want you to know.
Beautiful.
Sounds great. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, I need to sit and have a conversation with Giselle because what she's doing or did doesn't make any sense. She went and bought an $11.5 million house right across the way from Tom.
Oh, man.
Brady.
So the first time he has a date with a hot young model, it's going to be like,
that's
right. I looked at it, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all, it's not across the street. It's
right. It's
like
rich
that.
People across the street.
Yeah. You know, you got to get in a little boat.
Same zip code.
Right. Rich people across
but
the
street.
You
can see each other's yard. That's all I'm saying.
Man. Oh, stop it.
Listen, that's crazy.
She's a smart woman. Stop.
I don't know.
You're
love,
like, I don't know.
Love makes us all act a little, you know.
Right, and how are we to sit here and say it would be Giselle that would go crazy? You know? Like, what happens if there's a strange car in Giselle's driveway and Tom sees it?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
He'd be standing in that second floor window with binoculars trying to see what's going on.
And his tighty whities.
Y'all are just telling on yourselves because now we know what you would do.
I'll admit it. I would never. If I'm with someone and we break up, I'm not moving across the street from them. That's wild.
What if...
Jesus.
Tom, like, goes to, like, you know, right the end of his yard... And puts a speaker there, like a Bluetooth, so Giselle could listen to him serenade her. In his tighty whities, by the way.
Some place to go today. I'm probably going to listen to that as I drive.
I bet you are.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said he has no doubt that Kyrie Irving is not anti-Semitic. Charlie McAvoy made his return to the Bruins, scored a goal, and the Bruins beat the Calgary Flames 3-1. And Thursday Night Football, the Panthers, A-Town Stomp. Do y'all remember that dance, the A-Town Stomp? They did it all over the Atlanta Falcons, 25-15. Celtics Nuggets tonight at 7. Bruins Sabres tomorrow night at 7. And the Pats have a bye week, so enjoy not being stressed out and watching ugly football. And that's your sports.
All right. Today's good news. Luke's a 17-year-old from Worcester and is being recognized for his good deed. So he put on a coat that was donated through a program called Andy's Attic, and inside the pockets, he found 2 Gucci watches, a bracelet, and 2 diamond rings. Well, he knew that they were special to someone, and after a little investigating, he and his aunt were able to track down Dave Kenny, the owner. Turns out, it did have sentimental value for Dave, who said that the jewelry was from his late mother and wife, and they were meant to be given to his daughters, who now have the rings. Dave says that it's nice to have honest people in the world, and he's paid that good deed forward by helping Luke find a job. Luke's from Brazil and plans on working that job before eventually joining the Marines.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning,
on Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.